Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning, good morning.
How's it going?
Very well. Right now.
Straight into it.
Straight into it. I've got one story that's really good. The second story, it sounded really interesting. I started writing about it, and at the end of it, I thought, oh, I shouldn't have done this.
Oh,
I'm
going to
do it anyway. Okay, first off, Michael Packard, a lobster diver from Cape Cod, Massachusetts, was on his second dive of the day. This was like last week, I think.
Oh, true.
He said he could see, look, there was lots going on. It was well lively. There was fish all over the place and all that. And as he was grabbing lobsters from the seafloor, it's about 14 metres deep. From behind, he felt a huge bump. Everything went dark.
Oh, my goodness.
He thought, I'd been attacked by a shark. And then he realised he was in a humpback whale's mouth.
This is true.
I made this
Holy
up.
This is like crap. Pinocchio.
And
oh,
then
my goodness.
He thought, that's it. He thought he was going to be proper brown bread very shortly.
Oh.
But luckily, he had his breathing underwater stuff on, right?
And he's just hanging out in this whale.
And then after about 30 seconds, a whale went to the surface, shook his head and spat him out.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Holy
and then he was
crap.
Rescued by his mates.
What?
All he suffered was a real bruised leg, and I imagine nightmares for the rest of his life.
That is insane. That's one of those things that literally only happens in cartoons.
Yeah, I wish I'd seen that a couple of weeks ago and no one knew about it, because I could have used that one.
Yeah.
Because I'd have had you with that,
you
wouldn't
would have absolutely. I would have been like, there is no way this is true, Rob.
But humpbacks aren't aggressive. He was just in the wrong place at the wrong time,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. But the humpback also wanted that lobster and...
Yeah, what?
Well, that was there.
Get out of my swamp.
This is the story that I wish I hadn't done, because it don't go very far. Researchers and scientists are working on a project known as CETICT, which is a catechins transmitted initiative. They are planning to decode sperm whale vocalizations.
Ooh.
Right, they've chosen to study the whales as their clicks have an almost Morse code-like structure.
So are they trying to work out what the whales
what
are
the
saying?
Whales are saying.
Right, okay.
Whoa!
We don't want to do that because it's not going to be good, is it?
Planning domination.
Which
of
artificial
humans.
Intelligence might have has made it easier to analyse the stuff. Now, they've been trying to do it for years.
Okay.
The messages range from 10 seconds to 30 minutes. Now, David Gruber, a marine biologist and SETI project leader, said it's been hard to study the whale's language for so many years. But now with the advancement of AI and machine learning algorithms and stuff I didn't bother to write down because I didn't understand it, I'll just be saying words
bleep,
again.
Bleep, bloop, bloop, bloop.
Yeah.
It's like when you watch a TV show that's like, you know, like a cop show or something, yeah. And they're like, can you just zoom in on the CCTV and they just... keyboard
yeah.
smash.
Like,
there you go. That's how my brain feels trying to read some of those numbers
yeah.
sometimes.
The only thing is they've gathered from marine biologists over the years approximately 100,000 sperm whale clicks, but they think they need somewhere in the region of 4 billion.
Whoa.
That's a lot.
That's when I thought, oh, I shouldn't have started talking about this because
it's
not
going
to happen for ages. But to be honest with you, do we really want to know what whales are saying? Because it's going to be about us and it ain't going to be good.
Yeah, no, they're going to be like these bloody...
Humans. Which I'm doing a poem and I did a train poem and I've done something about that.
I better hit the sting then.
I thought that was a neat segue. No, I've got one more. This is ridiculous. National Geographic announced on June the 8th, which was World Ocean Day, that the Southern Ocean has joined the Big Four now.
The Big Four of
so you've
what?
Got Atlantic, Pacific, Indian and Arctic, and is now officially known as the Southern Ocean.
Ooh.
And it's going to be updated on maps and all that. But I thought about it, there's only one ocean. Do you know what I mean? I get continents because they're surrounded by water.
Yeah.
But there's only one ocean.
Decolonise that ocean. Go
just,
for it.
Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, that was it.
Those are three very good ocean facts. I've enjoyed this theme this morning. And your poem is in much the same vein, is that right?
Yes. This is a train poem.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right. You don't want to hear what whales have got to say. I'm sure they won't like us and will tell us to go away and take all the plastic from the water. Oh yeah, how could they forget the senseless slaughter? Just so humans could get corsets, perfume and candles and oil so we could see at night as a species, we're total shite.
Hey!
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice one, Rob.
We bit are horrible. We're so horrible.
Bit of activism on a...
Yeah.
What are we, Wednesday morning? Yeah. Thank you very much for that, Bart of Bollocks.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
What tune